Oh, Mimniv lo yavdi. Nobody will want to become an apotropist. Why should I go take the obligation to watch somebody else's shore, and if it does damage, I'll have to pay? Why should I do it? Like an apotropist here is doing a favor. He's the guardian. He's doing a favor to the assignment. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, that's the svara. So do you know who has to pay? We'll collect the money from the assignment itself, from the karka the assignment has. Now, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Amano, may Aliyah apotropist, that we make the apotropist pay. Since they do not watch it right, therefore they have to pay. But they have a right to assign the apotropist later to collect the money when the assignment become older. They have a right to collect the money. So Rashi says, like this much he agrees. Because if they'll never get the money back, so nobody's going to want to become an apotropist. So in order to make it that people should want to be an apotropist, not be afraid, there's this halacha that even though right now they'll have to lay out the money, but later when the assignment become older, they have a right to go and collect the money back from the assignment. Now, Omamidanam apotropin letam ligvis megufoi tanoihi. That we just said we don't. You should know it's a machlokes tanoim. In this halacha, if you have the assignment on the shore, when the shore does damage, even the first time, but tam, do we appoint an apotropos right then, that if it does another time damage, you'll have to pay for it or not, is a machlokes tanoim. Tanya, we learned like this. Shore shenischarshu bolof, or shore that its owner became a cherish, became deaf and dumb. V'nishtatatu bolof, its owner became a shaita, became the fool. V'shohochu bolof l'vdinas hayom, or else the owner left town, went over the ocean, went on the other side, he's not around. And then the shore does damage, what's the halacha? So Yehuda ben Nekusya Omar, sumchis hareyu b'tamusoy. The shore just remains a tam, there's nobody now, there's no bailam here. Until you can say, hey, this is in front of the Bailim. Like, you can't do anything right now. The shore remains a tam. We appoint right now a guardian right now. And if the shore does damage, and the Eidim there seeing the shore does damage, the Eidim come now in front of the apotropin. And they can make the shore right now into a tam. To have to pay the chatzin ezek. Nispaka hacheresh, let's say the cheresh becomes normal again. Nishtafa hashoita, the fool becomes normal. Vigdil hakotam, the kotam becomes a gadol. Or bo bolu medina tayom, or else the owner comes back from medina tayom. What's going to be the locha now? Yehuda ben Nekusya omer sumchis. Yehuda ben Nekusya omer sumchis, says, chozla temusai. You should know, even though it did damage already three times already before, and it became a muid, but now when the owners change, it goes back to the original owner, it loses its halacha of a mu'id, and it comes back to be just a tam. It'll only have to pay now chatzin ezek. Until you say this in front of the owner, until it does a damage now three times in front of the owner. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, hareyu b'cheskos. I know that the animal still stays the same way it was before. Before it was the cheskos a mu'id, it still remains now also to be a mu'id. Yeah, alright, turn over. Omrun, say like this, my harehu b'tamusay. What does it mean to say the shore remains for being a tam? Dekama sumchus, what does sumchus mean to say? Ilaim, if you want to tell me, delay me yayid klal, that does not become a mu'ed at all. Kozman is by the apotropis, it does not become a mu'ed at all. Hamidik tani sefer, since the sefer says, chosel b'tamusay, no, it returns back to become a tam. Mechlal di yayid, mashman now, it did become a mu'ed. So something for sure happened to it right now. So what happened to it? What's the pshat to say, hareyu b'temusai? Like it's a stira. How could you say it's still a tam, and then its mashmid goes back to be a tam, which is mashmid became a mu'id. So if it became a mu'id, what do you mean to say it still remains a tam? Ela the Gemara says, Ela mai hareyu b'temusai. What does it mean again? This shore that's owned by Yisaimim. So they made an apotropos, a guardian, to take over it. And it did damage now. What do you mean to say that it remains a tam? Musay remains a tam? Hareya between Musay, tloy mechasrin and lay. That's what it means to say. That we don't take it away from the assignment. We don't let you collect the goof of the shore. Loy mechasrinin. We don't let him lose the shore. That's what it means to say.
Yeah. So we don't let the tam, you don't collect migufay. To lay machasrin and lay. Alma, what do we see? Ein mamid an apotropos le tam ligvois migufay. That's all it means to say. That even though there's an apotropos there, and the shor does it three times and become a muid, and then they will have to pay. It only means to say that when it calls them on a tam, you don't have a right to collect the goof of the shore. You can't be mechas to take the shore away from the assignment. So Kozuman is an apotropos here by the Yisoyimim. It never loses its din tam, means it remains a tam, means you can't take the animal away. So Alma, what do you see? That Eimah midin apotropos letam ligvais megufay. But the Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say though, ma midin lam apotropos. We do appoint an apotropos. Ol midin lahem bifnei apotropos. And we let them say this in front of the apotropos. Alma, what do we see? Ma midin apotropos. What do we see? Mamidin apotropos letam ligvais megufay. That we do appoint an apotropos even for a time to let it be collected megufay. So you see, it's a machlokes tanoim here. If you have this shor belonging to the yisaimim and it does damage now, do we let them collect the guf for the shor or not? Tamar says, "B'mai kemiflugi." What's the machlokes over here? Rishus mishana ikabenayu. A rishus that changes is a difference. It's Rashi or rishus shenishtana law. Sheyotze midi apotropos nichlo rishus vayle mishana esadosa. But what's the machlokes if it's choizel letas musai or it remains a muid? The second machlokes. In other words, it was a muid by the apotropos when he was watching it, did damage three times. Now the animal became a muid. So it says though, but if the cotton becomes a gadol or if the shreita becomes a normal, now that they become the owner, it's a machlokes. Does the shor go back to be a tam again, or does it remain with its muid? What's this machlokes? This is a machlokes if an animal changes ownership. Does it lose its hadoh, its muid, or not? Sumchis sabar rishus mishana. That since you changed its ownership, it changed from the apotropos back to these katanim right now, it changes its hadoh, it loses its muid, it becomes a tam. Reb Yosi sabar no, rishus ainu mishana. Even though it changes ownership, so what? It does not change the halacha. That since it was a muid already, it still remains a muid. It doesn't change, it'll still remain, always be a muid. All right, we'll stop here. We'll stop here.
You're holding daf lamid tes on the base in the middle of the Gemara. Again, the Brisa says, Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a Brisa like this. Shor cherish shait to the cotton. Or shor that belongs to either a cherish or shait to the cotton, the lav ben edayin inu, shenogach, the shor did damage. So it says, Rabbi Yaakov mishalim chatinezik. Rabbi Yaakov paid a chatinezik. So the Gemara asked the question, Rabbi Yaakov mayavidate, like what is Rabbi Yaakov doing here? What did he do wrong? What do you mean to say Rabbi Yaakov paid a chatinezik? Like, why did he pay a chatinezik? So Elo rather say like this, the Gemara means, the Brisa means, Elo Eimo Rabbi Yaakov Oime Mishalim Chatinezik. Rabbi Yaakov says that the halacha in such a case is that they have to pay a chatinezik. We'll soon see the apotropos here that takes over the shore for the cheresh straight of a cotton, he has to pay a chatinezik. So Mar says, B'may Askinen, what are we talking about over here? What type of a shor was it? Ibitam, if the shor was a tam, the first, second, or third time it does damage. For the Mar Pshita, of course like it has to pay a chatinezik. Like the Kula Yalma Nami chatinezik Kudim Shalom. For everybody else also they only have to pay a chatinezik. So what's the chiddush over here that he says you pay a chatinezik? See, if you want to tell me that Rabbi Yaakov's chiddush is that they have to pay altogether, maybe I would have thought to say that potter. So kamashmon that the chayiv. So Rashi says, if so, he just should have said the mechayiv. He just should have said Rabbi Yaakov mechayiv. For what purpose does he have to say the chayiv to pay a chatinezik? See, if the chiddush is that Tam pays a chatinezik, the Gemara is the kasha pshita. The kulu yal manami chatinezik udem shalom. Viba muud elamai, you want to say we're talking about a muud over here?
So it depends. E diavdi le shmira, if the apotropos here made a good shmira mula, if so, klal le boil shlume. He should not have to pay anything. Not a chati nezik and not a nezik shalom. He should be potter legamri. Like if the owner taka made a good shmira, so they should be potter legamri. What does he say? You have to pay a chati nezik.
Vid Layavdile Shmiro, Elamai the Apotropos did not make a Shmiro, did not watch it at all. If so, Kuli Nezik Boy Shlumi, then it should have to pay a Nezik Shalom. What does Rabbi Akiva say, Yoni Echati Nezik? It should be a regular Nezik Shalom like any other Mu'ad that has to pay a Nezik Shalom. So what's the Pshat in Rabbi Akiva? What does he say, Yoni Echati Nezik?
Omar Rabbis, Rabbis says the Pshat from Rabbi Akiva is Li'oilom b'mu'ud. We're talking about Taka, the Shor is a mu'ud. It already did damage three times already. The Shor is a mu'ud. So if so, why does it say only Echati Nezek? V'hocha b'may askinon di'avde shmira p'chusa. We're talking about that the owner here, the Cheresh of a Katan, made a small type of a shmira. They made a shmira p'chusa. That means they watched it from a ruach mitzuya. They have a door closed, that this door could watch it from a ruach mitzuya. Rashi says, shmira p'chusa. Not al the forneha kiro, they closed the door in front of their shore, and Barminal Kamon, Delesh Yecholo Lama Bruch Mitsuya Zel Kiro, Vainu Shmira Phusa. As long as a normal wind cannot blow down this door, that's called a Shmira, a good Shmira, a Shmira Phusa. Eitz a Ruach Shena Mitsuya, but it's not a good Shmira for a wind that's not Mitsuya. So therefore, the Chiddush over here is that they have to pay a Chatzinezik. So now, again, we're talking about now that they made a Shmira Pusa. And V'loy Avdilei Shmira Mula. They did not make a good watching. In other words, a Ruach She'ena Metzuya, a strong wind, could come and break down this door. So now, why only Echatzin Ezekai Itzemuit? For Rabbi Yaakov, Sovola Teyek Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaakov, first of all, holds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Omar that says, Tzad Tamus V'mekoy Moimedis. That a shore for Negicha, for Keren, always starts off first, it's a tam, and after three times it becomes a mu'ud. When it becomes a mu'ud, if Shat is, it has to pay Nezek Sholem. But the first Chatzin Nezek still remains. It always has a din tamas on it, that the first Chatzin Nezek you're paying is machmas a din of tam. Just you have to pay another Chatzin Nezek because of the din of a mu'ud. But the lochas of tamus still remain even by a mu'ud, for the first Chatzin Nezek. Now, v'sovulok Reb Yehuda diyoma mu'ed sagilei b'shmira p'chusa. He also holds like Reb Yehuda Shita, that holds that a mu'ed is enough for a shmira p'chusa. And v'sovulok rabbonon diyamri ma'midin apetropos latam ligvois megufoi. So it comes out like this. This shore now is a mu'ed. Now for a mu'ed, he holds like Reb Yehuda Shita that a shmira p'chusa is enough. If you have a shore that's a mu'ed, and you make a small shmira, just a shmira that the door could watch it through a ruach mitzuya, you're potter. You don't have to pay. And we'll dash him psukim, that special psukim, that for a shor ha-mu'id, it's enough for shmira p'chusa. But for a shor ha-tam, it's not enough for shmira p'chusa. For a shor ha-tam, shmira p'chusa means nothing. You have to have a shmira mula for a shor ha-tam. So therefore, this mu'id, if you hold like Reb Yehuda Shita, that sa-tamus, b'mekoy ma'medes, that's the difference. This shor ha-mu'ed, you watch to the shmira p'chusa, so you potter from paying the extra chatzin nezek that makes it into a nezek shalom. But the first chatzin nezek that you have to pay, that's still midin tam, and midin tam, you're not potter on the shmira p'chusa. You're chayif for shmira p'chusa. That's why this cheresh reitz v'katan, even though their shor is a mu'ed, they have to pay a chatzin nezek. Because the chatzin nezek as tamus, they're still mechuyif to pay. They didn't make a shmira mula, they only made a shmira p'chusa. And also he holds the what? That the Amrina Mamidin Apotropos Letam Ligvois Megufoi. Like, why does Rabbi Yaakov have to teach us this Chiddush by a Cheresh Reitz V'Katan? Let him teach us this Chiddush by regular, Godol, by Pikeach. The Chiddush is, even by a Cheresh Reitz V'Katan, that we have to put an Apotropos to watch their shore, like they themselves, for Shua Poto. We're talking about we made an Apotropos, a guardian that has to watch it. And the Chiddush is that the Apotropos, even though it's a din tam here, that they take away, they collect from the goof of the shore, still we appoint an Apotropos to take away from the goof of the shore. All this is what Rabbi Yaakov holds. That's his Chiddush. Therefore, there's a case that a Cheresh Reitz V'Katan, they will have to pay a Chatzin Nezek on their Mu'ed, and even though it means you have to make an Apotropos, and they'll take away the goof of the shore, at least the Chatzin Nezek worth, from the shore, even though it's from an Apotropos. Omalei Abayas said back, for loy pligi, doesn't Rabbi Yaakov argue on Rabbi Yehuda? You want to tell me Rabbi Yaakov holds like Rabbi Yehuda? No, I have a proof that he argues. For a time you will learn like this,
Shor shel cheres shaita v'katan, a shor that belongs to a cheres shaita v'katan, shenogach, Rabbi Yehuda mechay, Rabbi Yehuda Taka says, yes, they have to pay. Rabbi Yaakov oimer, chatzi nezek hudu mishalem. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, they only have to play a chatzi nezek. So kids, you see clearly, Rabbi Yaakov argues on Rabbi Yehuda. So it can't go the way Rava wanted to say before, that Rabbi Yaakov holds like Rabbi Yehuda. As here it says clearly, that Rabbi Yehuda himself says, Yechayiv, mashma nezek sholem. And Rabbi Yaakov is the one that says, you only have to pay a chatzi nezek. So Amar Rava bar Ula, mashma mechayiv Rabbi Yehuda, Tirish Rabbi Yaakov. I'll tell you, no, there's no machlokes. According to Rava, Rava meant to learn that Rabbi Yaakov says, Yechayiv, chatzi nezek, he comes to explain Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda just said mechayiv. How much are you mechayiv? Rabbi Yaakov explained it means a chatzi nezek. That's the way Rava learns. Therefore, Rava says that Rabbi Yaakov goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Moshe says Ulabaye though the Yom Apligi be my pligi, but according to Abaye he doesn't like this. Abaye says no, there's a machlokes. Rabbi Yaakov says the chatzi nezek, and Rabbi Yehuda says tam the mechayiv mashma nezek shalom. So the way Abaye learns there's a machlokes be my pligi. What is the machlokes in? Omalok he says like this. Hochem b'mayaskini. You know what we're talking about over here? The muid. We're talking about taka. The shor is a shor hamuid. V'loy natrei klal. And this apotropis, the owner here, the apotropis didn't wash it at all. So therefore, it's like this. Reb Yaakov savulak Reb Yehuda b'choda u'pol l'galei b'choda. Reb Yaakov holds like Reb Yehuda in one way, in one halacha, but he argues on another halacha. Savak Reb Yehuda b'choda t'yilu Reb Yehuda savat satamus. If you know that Tzatamus always stays the way it is. So therefore it's always called first a Tam, even though it became a Mu'it. Upola Gale Bechoda. Deal Reb Yehuda Sava Mamidim Lehem Apotropis Letam Ligvois Migufoi. Reb Yehuda holds that we could appoint an Apotropis, even though it would mean we take away the Guf of the Shor from the Cheres Shaita V'Katan. So what? Still we appoint an Apotropis, that when the shore is a tam, and the nizik wants to come and collect, and have no other place to collect only from the shore, they can take away the shore. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says he has to pay a nezik sholem, because we're talking about it's a muid. But it's a muid, as the pshat is though, that sa tamus b'mekoyim medis. The first chatzin nezik you're paying is still machma to din tam, which means the nizik has the right to collect from the guf of the shore. And Rabbi Yehuda says yes, you could take away the guf of the shore, even though it's from a cheres shaita of a katan. Since we have an apotropis, you could take away the goof of the shore from them. And then the rest of the nezik sholem, that also you have to pay. But Rabbi Yaakov, so Rabbi Yaakov holds no. Ein mamidin. You can't appoint an apotropis to take away the goof of the shore from them. V'loi mishalem ela palga de muid. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yaakov, now that the shore is a muid, and he also agrees to Rabbi Yehuda's first halacha, that tamos de mekoyim ha-medes. So every muid, half of the payment is still megufay, al din tam, and the second half is mealiyah. But Rabbi Yaakov holds though from Napatropis, from Yisoimim, we don't let them take away the guf of the shore. Therefore, the first chatzin nezik, that's medin tamus, you're potter from paying. There's no apotropis for that. It's only the second half that you're paying a nezik sholem, that's min aliyah, and that we had a machlokes before, whether it's from the apotropis's money, or whether it's from the kark of Yisoimim own, that Rabbi Yaakov agrees they have to pay. So that's the machlokes. So kids, that's the machlokes Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. If we make an apotropis, that we could take away the goof of the shore from the Yisoimim, or from the Cheres Shaita V'Katan. Oh, Malay Ravacha Bar Abaye L'Ravino, Bishlei Malabaye. It's very good according to Abaye, Diyom Apligi, that he learns, yes, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda, Shapir. It's very good Eloshin, where Rabbi Yehuda Stam says Chayiv, and the way Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaakov says Chatinezik. So Rashi says, "Shem la bayi demu pligi shapa mukula b'muid lemisna kamaisa tibetam lek lukma lashmin de b'midim apetropas latam lashmin lemastis lemasvayis yamei b'midim nirakakokia." That's why it's good. Why it says in two cases, the second one's by a muid. Elo. Elo l'rova. Diyom aloy pligi. Rava says, "No, there's no machlekes. They both agree, and Rabbi Yaakov also agrees." That ma'midim apotropis latam. If they both agree to this, el rova diyom aloy pligi. Sa'adi mukila b'muid. Why do we have to say we're talking about a muid over here? Nukma b'tam. Say it's talking about by a tam already. Like you say, we're talking about a muid, and you made a shemira p'chusa, and you're teaching me that a shemira p'chusa helps for the tzad muid, but it doesn't help for the tzad tam. Therefore, you're paying a chatzin ezek. So why do you have to go into a tangent of a mu'ed? Say poshid. Say we're talking about a tam debtor. And the chiddush will be then that you hold ma'midin apotropis lig voice mi'yisayimim. Adamukul lo b'mu'ed nukma b'tam. Why don't you say the case is poshid? Talking about a regular case of a tam.